Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Cheryl Patton with One Woman's Wisdom. Every Sunday morning at this time, I invite you to join me for the numerology vibrations of the week, allowing you the ability to match projects, goals, financial and career moves, and relationships to the best day possible. As always, I'll take a few calls afterwards for some quick readings, but this week we're going to do things a little bit differently. I think that we're all looking for to have a little bit of fun and excitement, and so I'm not going to go over the vibrations of the week, but I am going to go ahead and take readings. So if you're in the chat room or you wish to call in, you can call in on 516-387-1638. And now at this time, what I'd like to say is that probably as time goes on and we all feel just a little bit cooped up, I'm probably going to get on here at least once a day to have a little bit of a discussion about the numbers. So feel free to call in. You can reach me over at One Woman's Wisdom either at my website, which is www.onewomanswisdom.net. There you can actually see the vibrations of each and every day. Or you can go over to Facebook or Instagram under One Woman's Wisdom. Same thing. Now that one is a numerical one and it's not spelled out. But I want to go over this morning before I take my first caller or take my first chat room request and let you know that one thing that we're looking at is, first of all, the planet has a personal year. We have a personal year as well. It's either between 1 or 22, but for the rest of the planet, it has its own year as well. So 2020, when we write that across, 2 plus 0, plus 2 plus 0 comes to a 4, which is a very well-rounded number. However, you have to think of it a little bit like nose to the grindstone, and we may all feel a little bit that way right now. That attitude of the 4 is going to trickle down on top of our own personal year as well. So the 4 says, let's talk about the teacher, the student, our home, our business, our home office, our finances, and isn't that the truth? It's all being affected right now, some more than others. But one person, and it's sort of like a domino effect. If one person is affected, it affects other people, whether it be in their home or whether it be within their work community. So that's something that we are dealing with at this time. Just like everybody else, the planet has a personal month. So in a 4 personal year, March is a 7 personal month, and it speaks to us of spirituality, speaks to us of our philosophical beliefs, or perhaps our religious beliefs, doesn't matter. It's whatever philosophy that we choose to follow in life. So we have a 7 month in a 4 personal year, and that tells me these are the two analyzing numbers of numerology. The wheels are turning round and round. We are really, we're thinking overtime at this time. But I don't blame anybody. We're all doing that at this point of time. In April, we're going to go to an 8 personal month in a 4 personal year, and it is going to be all about finances. I think a lot of us are going to be feeling it. I know we're already feeling it, but I think that's when we're going to have to really get creative. Some of us are going to have to get very creative when it comes to what our income is. And in the number 9, that's going to be May, we're going to have a 9 personal month in a four personal year. That's what the planet is going to trickle down to us. That nine personal month says, what can we bring to an end? What do we need? What do we really not need? And we're going to start shedding those things that are unnecessary in our lives so that we give way to our priorities. So that's something to think about for the next 3 months, that we are going through what I call the heavy months. Doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that we have to really look within ourselves. We have to decide what we're going to do. And then we carry on our plans from that point. June, we're going to see a one personal month for a four personal year for the planet. And that says, let's start implementing these ideas. Let's start pushing them forward. So I'm looking forward to June. And I will say it, you can probably extend that June, July, on through September. Good months, better months, but definitely it's going to take us looking at the divine in our lives first. Don't worry about asking for help from them. That's what they're there for. Don't worry about saying, hey, I could use a sign right now, and that's what we're going to be doing. So let's take a look at also this week. I find it interesting. I wasn't going to go over all the vibrations for this week, but I want you to take a look at today. We have a 22 life path number. It's about following your intuition. It's about looking and saying, what lessons can I learn? It's also about, you know, you've got two twos there. If we back away from the 22, there are two twos that make that up, and it says, trust your intuition. I think of the High Priestess in tarot. What does she know? What lessons and wisdom can she impart? Look to the divine in your life. Ask questions today. Also want you to look at next Sunday. It's going to be a 22-day with an 11 life path number. I'll tell you, any baby that's born next Sunday is going to have that as a permanent part of their numerical blueprint. And so this is going to be a child that's going to be expected to give much in their lifetime. Their whole life will be their classroom. But for the rest of us, for next Sunday, definitely ask the divine for what you need during this time. It's going to be a very spiritual week, actually, with the different vibrations. And again, you can read each and every day at www.onewomanswisdom.net, and you can find out what topics that they apply to. So this week, hone in your intuition, hone your divination skills. Start talking to your guides, start talking to your angels, and ask them the big questions. That's their job. That's what they're there for. A one person that I have talked to recently this morning said, can you do a, yes, I can, reading. I am not forgetting you here. I'm actually getting out my numerology calculator, and we're going to find out just what is going on. Abby, I'm sitting here. You've got that 11-2 personal year that you're going through. I happen to know what your birth date is. I won't share it. But you're born on the sixth day. You have a 7 attitude number. And your life path number is a 5. It is about change for you. Actually, you are one of those people that are going to roll with the punches a lot easier than others, because if change was not a part of the equation in your life, this would not be that much fun for you. With that 7 attitude number and the 5 life path number, it tells me you can be very cerebral. Your mind is always going and you're thinking. You do not like being bored. Of course, that's very easy for me to say because I personally know you. But with that 5 and the 7, no, boredom is not in your life path. You were asking about work at this time. With a 2 personal year, it's actually an 11 for you, but so we'll back up just a little bit there. That's the Master Visionary. It's talking about being creative. You are a person that knows how to be creative, but I'm looking at that 6th day that you're looking that you're born on. The 6th day also tells me that you need to look at color, look at artistry. What can you bring into your work that gets people's attention? I know that you work in a very cerebral type of business, and it's all about the mind and working, but what can you do that just kind of brings a little bit more pleasure into that surrounding? Perhaps it's just the matter of changing your windows. Perhaps it is about changing your office, that people feel a little bit more at home, because 6 is the number of family. It's that mom's apple pie and coffee and let's all sit down and chit chat. What can you bring into your surroundings so that when your clients come in, they can sit there and feel a little bit more like home? I think all of us are feeling that way right now. We just like it to go home and have it just the same as it's always been. So there you go. And try that. Try a little bit different color. Bring it in. You might even try bringing in. Fire up the coffee pot. Let the surroundings smell like something that says home. Make people feel just a little bit more relaxed. So with that in mind, we will go on to the next one here. I have another young lady that's been waiting for a reading. I told her I would give her one. And I won't say you were born on a 3-day. You're going to know who you are. This is for the October 3rd reading. So let me get my numerology calculator out here. Your attitude was one of the 4. And your life path is a 1. So we have a 3-day, 1 life path, a 4 attitude number. And this year for 2020, you're in an 8 personal year. Kind of goes along with that 4 personal year of the planet. 2, 4, and 8 are the business numbers of numerology. So if you have those predominant in your numerical blueprint, business, finances, security, stability, these are things that are very important to you. In an 8 personal year, you are looking at your finances even more so. Again, creativity is going to be something that you're going to have to look at. Do you invest? Do you not invest? Do you let things ride? Use your intuition. The 8 has very good intuition. These are our business owners. A lot of them are on Wall Street. A lot of them are CEOs. And what they do is they know how to make decisions. They know how to ride it out. You know, when do I hold them? When do I fold them type thing? And so they're sitting there and saying, okay, let me see how this is going to work. Again, creativity. Take time for yourself as well, because the 8 can make the office their mistress, so to speak. They want to live there 24/7. And give yourself some time, but also make decisions based on what will work, what will not work. You can always fall back on them. And then also trust your gut feeling if you want to start something new, as in, do I take another avenue? Do I take another path? And it's not important to jump. It's important to go by your gut feeling. And I know you have a lot of that. So thank you for listening. I hope that helps. I'm going to take a call now. Coming in from 917-538. And who do I have on the phone this morning?
Good morning. This is Carla.
Hi, Carla. And how can I help you this morning?
Well, what do you see around the whole thing that's happening? Is there anything you can say about it or see about it?
You know, that's interesting, because I started the program off with that a little bit. And I think if anybody can predict the time and date, God love them, you know, of what we do. But I was looking at that this morning, and I was saying it's not so much our own personal numerical blueprints, but it's the Earth, because it's affecting everybody. So this is in, we're in a 2020 year. That's the personal year for the planet, and that's a 4. It talks about our home. Yeah. It's a teacher. First of all, it's the teacher. It's the student. It's our home. It's our business. It's our finances. It's our security and stability, and that's what the 4 is about. So, yes, I think when we see that number, we think only of the positive side, but we don't think of that side that says, I'm going to shake this up a little bit and see what you do with it. And so there we go. We have that 4 personal year that says, let's revamp everything. so that we do feel secure and we do have that stability in our lives. March, not on top of having a year, we also have a personal month. And March is a 7 personal month for a 4 personal year. 7 is our belief system. What do we believe in? And that can be our philosophy of life. Perhaps it is the religion we follow or the spirituality we follow. That's what we're looking at. It's a great time for honing in our skill of speaking with the divine. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you guys, we need help. We need help. What is your suggestion for me or my family? And next month, we're going to have that 8 personal month with a 4 personal year. And it is about finances. It is about true security when it comes to that. And so we're going to have to address that. I know different places that I have or different shows I've watched, they're all talking about, oh, when it's over, we'll all just rush out and buy those things that we didn't have the money to do this month. And I think, with what? You know? So it is going to be something we're going to have to look at for ourselves and say, how do I change this in order to suit my living, my lifestyle at this time? But 7, yes, this month, it is about speaking with the divine in your life. It is about talking to them and saying, what is best for me? Trust your gut feelings. Listen to your dreams. That is what the 7 is all about. Now, with that 4 and 7 together, these are the analyzers of numerology. And we're going to be thinking overtime. And I think that most of us are. It's time to find that sacred space within our home, even if it's just a corner of a room, and give ourselves the time that we don't always do. Give ourselves that 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a little bit of an afternoon to sit there and say, it's okay not to overthink. It's okay to say, I need a mental break. I need to just calm down and see where this leads. And but definitely,
what about
this?
What do you see for can you, like, because of all this now changing, what do you see, like, for me in terms of, like, coming up for this month and next month, because things have shifted a little.
Sure. Carla, may I have your birth date, please?
Yes, it's 28-1-1-7-3.
Okay, great. Let me go ahead and just run that up real fast here.
Okay,
you're born on a 28 day. So we're born on a 1 day. You've got a 2 attitude number. And you are a 4 life path. So you do feel the vibrations. Yours, actually, every year, your life path moves right with the earth. So anything that's going on the earth, you feel a little bit more than the average person. You are in a 6 personal year. I like that because it's sort of like, you know, it's the family. It's home, not just a house, it's home. And it does surround those people that you deem as family. They don't necessarily have to be related to you. So friends, family, it's that cup of coffee and mom's apple pie. That's a very good, nice vibration. You're sitting in this month, you're sitting in, let me just run that across. You're in a 9 personal month this year. It may feel a little bit slow for you, but the 9 says, what do you need and what do you not need in your life to go through the rest of 2020? And that can be people, places, and things. Many things get thrown away during a 9 personal month. We start cleaning out the closets and the drawers. But you, in this case, you're probably going to start really looking at budgets, things that you need to get through the rest of 2020 and saying, do I really need that? Do I not need that in my budget? Because you are that 4 personal, 4 life path. And you have one of those skills that can actually has a budget better than some. But I like April. Let's see, April, May, June. I'm just adding across. April through July for you are much lighter months as far as vibration for what you will experience. In April, those decisions that you have made in March, you're going to start implementing some of those. It's that gung-ho energy. You'll have more energy. It's that, okay, I know what I want here. I'm going to implement it. So I do like that for you. Two may be a little bit more of an emotional month for in May, but the other part is your intuition will be quite high. Between your four life path and that two personal month, that's a time to trust your gut feelings. What you will be receiving most likely is the truth. It is something that you have to pay attention to. If you second guess yourself, just write it down on a piece of paper. If you feel you've gotten it from a dream or that it's kind of popped out of the sky to you, just write it on a piece of paper and tuck it away.
Yeah, I had a dream this morning. Yeah, it was about my old job, and it was about how I was appreciated there, and it wasn't about the money. And that I should just let go of the money and just that kind of that safety. And it was really strange. I don't know what that means, but.
Are they offering you something? Are they offering you a position back?
No, that place is closed.
Oh, okay. So this could be just the message in it. Doing, you know, there's many people who do speak on that. You know, you're doing what you love and the money will follow type situation. In other words, do you really, how much money does it take to stay in a job that you just despise waking up to every morning? You know, most of us have been in a situation like that, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I would tuck that away. I really would write it down and tuck that information away. The next time that opportunity is offered to you, remember that dream and see if you feel a connection between the two. Because as you said, a lot of times it's the security of it and not so much of what, you know, it's something we enjoy doing, but we want security at the same time. And sometimes we're being offered two different things. Do you want the job or do you want that feeling of loving what you do? And I know a lot of people, especially when they reach their 50s and 60s, say, you know what, it wasn't the income. It was that getting up to doing something I love.
Well, it so wasn't that's really something that I loved. But it was kind of like, I was kind of like safe and unsafe in that position. It was interesting that I guess I missed those people. I missed that, that I don't know. They weren't like the best people either. So I don't know why I dressed that. I guess because
there was something.
I guess it's because.
I would go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would go ahead and write it down. Write down what you loved about it. Sort of like the pro and the con list. Write down what you really enjoyed about it. Write down what you didn't. And chances are that you will find the answer in that area, you know, within those lists.
Yeah.
And see what you find out. Okay, well, I hope that helped just a little bit. And yes, we're all overanalyzing this month, so it's we're trying to find the best way possible and what we can do. Next month will be a little different, but in the meantime, enjoy the days that
how
you can.
How will it be next month?
For you, personally?
Yeah.
Okay, for you next month, it's going to be a two personal month. And that is about, as I said, listening to your intuition. Number two is like the high priestess. She's got a lot of intuition. She doesn't always say what the answer is going to be, but that's where we hone our ability to trust our gut feelings. That is very strong for you next month. And in June, you've got
What is more strong next month? Sorry, you broke
no,
up.
No, that was May.
What is more?
That is in May. In April, you've got a one personal month. It's about taking the plans that you've made this month and starting to implement them.
Okay.
Those things you really feel that this will work, that's what you want to go ahead and start to carry out.
Yeah.
So I hope that helps a little bit. Again, you can always find me over on onewomanswisdom.net, and I go through each and every day of this following or this next week and let you know what the strongest vibrations are and how you can implement them to your situations. So I hope that helped you a little bit, Carla.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
And thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for.
And thank you. Oh, I was going to say they're going to let me know in just a few moments that the end of the show has come. Go ahead and meet me over there at onewomanswisdom.net or on Facebook and Instagram. You follow me, I'll follow you back. And you can find out each and every day what the vibration of the day is going to be, what the advantages of the day are, and perhaps you can hone on to those vibrations and that energy and apply it to your life. So once again, thank you so much for joining me today.